Does the approach change? I mean, team-wise. I mean, is it a different approach from you know person to person, or is that something that you know you as a leader go you know from guy to guy and just kind of make sure that they understand that you know that's the type of mindset that they have to have, that they have to have that type of checklist?
Well, I think everybody knows. You know, everybody understands the situation. Everybody understands, you know, what time of the year it is, where we're at, and what's in front of us. And I think Coach Smith has done a great job of setting the schedule up to have everybody as rested, as fresh, and as prepared as we can possibly be. And I think that's kind of the message throughout the building. It's you know, it's about preparation. It's about doing what you can do today to be successful Sunday. And that's what we've got to focus on right now.
Matt, is there a sense that with everything on the line, you're likely to take more chances in this game, maybe make it more four-down territory, four-down situations to try to sway momentum in your favor at times?
You know, that's kind of a coaching staff decision. And that's one of the things that, you know, we leave up to those guys from a player's perspective. I think in these kind of games, especially division games late in the year, important football games, you know, it comes down to hitting when you have the opportunity. You know, it's about making the play when they present themselves. And from a player standpoint, that's where your focus has to be all week. We've got to make sure we understand our plan and that when things come open and we have chances that we nail it.
Coach talked about plan for having Julio, not for having Julio. How do you have to approach it as his situation unfolds this week?
Well, you know, that's kind of the case this time of the year. That's the case, you know, not just with Julio, but with all kinds of different positions. I mean, this time of the year, guys are nicked up. And so we'll have our plans made for whether or not he's ready to go. And you know, again, that's one of our deepest positions on this team. I think we've got, you know, five guys behind him who are capable of stepping up and making plays.
And it's Julio, man. He leads the league in yards receiving, 27 plays for 20 yards or more.
I know how good Julio is. You know, I don't think anybody else knows. I know exactly how good he is, and you know. But again, though, you've got to prepare for either, and we'll see what happens.
How do you assess their defense? I mean, they've been, you know, pretty Jekyll and Hyde at times this season. The numbers aren't very good, but then last week they, you know, in Chicago, they come out and, you know, shut down a pretty, you know, lethal offense.
I think they're opportunistic. You know, again, statistics are what they are. They happen in different games, and they've given up some big plays. But at the same time, they've made some big plays. And last week, creating the turnovers, you know, that helped them win that football game. So they're tough. We know that going into it. They're physical, and they play with great passion. And, you know, in these kind of division games, that always shows up.
How imperative is it for you guys to score touchdowns in the red zone? You're one of the best in the league, but if you don't score touchdowns against this team, they seem to make you pay for it.
Yeah, I think it's important. I think, you know, obviously New Orleans is a very good offense. You know, but anytime late in the year and when you're playing any good football team, it's huge that when you have your opportunities, you've got to hit them. And specifically in the red zone, when you've got, you know, point scoring opportunities, you got to come away with seven. So that'll be a point of emphasis for us all week. We'll work really hard in the red zone and hopefully have a great plan and execute it really well.